Okay, so could you give me your names, please?
Hi, I'm Sharia Jimenez.
I'm Alex Jimenez.
And do you give us permission to use the, your recording on the Borderlands website?
Yes.
Si.
So, what parts of this piece really resonated with you today?
I personally really liked the dirt piece. I think the stage set with the maps and the context of what he was saying, and then being on the site of the TCC, it was all three coming together was very powerful. So I liked that piece, I think, the best. And I like the moving around and the little vignettes and everything together, like creating a picture. So that's what I liked.
I think my favorite was the Musica vignette. I think I resonated with the human element because it was it wasn't an esoteric concept. It was stories, and it sounded like something my Nana told me. And the club that they were talking about is something that my Nana talked about, and hearing, you know, them reenacted with live people, and it was really, really cool. Just that spirit that used to be in the barrio here. It's really neat.
So considering that you both are lucky to have a family member who carries some of these memories, what are some of the memories that you've heard that you carry as it's been passed down to you of this place?
I guess for me, I think just the sense of life and community is what I've always taken away from it. The way my Nana talked about how neighbors would share with each other and exchange, and just the way things were done. Like some of the vignettes touched on the way stores operated on credit with a lot of families, and just there was that trust there and sense of we're kind of in poverty together, but I think the people helping each other out made it beautiful. And I think the other part they touched on a little bit for me was just that it was described as a place that was blighted and you know, a slum and all these things, but the way my Nana always described it, and her my great grandmother's house, was that it was beautiful, that it had rose gardens that she took care of, and she took care of her home, and she had pride in her home, and it was a beautiful place with chickens and maíz, and just everything, you know, was green, you know, that she touched, and that was true for most of the neighborhood and most people who lived here. So just that contrast of the way people paint history versus, you know, people who are experiencing it. So
for me it's more just a sense of community is really what I get from stories of the old barrio that was here, and then the other barrio when they were moved out of here. It's the same story of just community and making your own food and having your own garden and sharing with your neighbors. And that sense of community really isn't very common nowadays, but that's what I get a sense of how it was like before. Very safe too.
What did it feel like today, seeing the piece and the audience who was here? What did you notice about the audience and the kind of the feeling of the space during the piece? Did anything stick out to you as far as who was here or moments you might have seen?
I don't know. I was, I mean, it was a pretty diverse crowd, I thought, a good mix of different parts of Tucson coming together, but I guess I don't know, sometimes I sense maybe some guilt or shame, maybe it's just me like projecting, but I do feel like there was some of that uncomfortable silence, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I think just the fact that people are thinking about these issues, I hope, especially as some of these people walk back to their homes in the barrio. I'm curious. You know, I overheard someone telling their daughter, oh, yeah, we're going to walk back home now. And they were not obviously a Mexican-American family. And I just am curious how that sits with people. And I don't know. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I felt the same uncomfortableness with knowing that the people you're viewing, the audience, are kind of in the opposite side, but not really actively, just kind of knowing that was weird. Also, I don't think that, because I have a lot of backstory, I don't think that in the short little plays, it was a taste of it, but then the real gravity is when you've heard a lot more than just what was said in the plays. But it did get a good sense of the feeling and the loss that people experience. And that's what's important, is the loss, I think. And I think that was carried pretty well in all of the different stories.
Yeah, I was really impressed with how direct some of it was, especially that last vignette, you know, like the tear it down lines. I was like, right, that's cool. And I think a lot about that uncomfortable silence too. Like, I think that's productive in a way, you know, like hopefully conversations will fill that silence moving on from here.
Yeah, if anything, I think it's still a reality. Like, this is now starting to happen further south of 22nd, and all these people are a part of it, or are going to be a part of it, or going to hear about it, and hopefully, you know, there's ways that we can not keep repeating the past. But I've heard some woman trying to say, oh, well, this happens everywhere, and it happens in every country, and it, you know, that's the only thing we can say about it, is that it just happens. But I think that sort of passivity is why it happens. So that's unfortunate to hear people say that.
There you go. Anything else you'd like to add? Any other thoughts?
No.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Logan.